really creepy, now she got me red-handed, creepy with a girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra kiss? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you forget the woman I just saw your pillar. Check up on the weakness, all the up in on your pillar. You better watch your mouth before she turn into a killer. This will do the situation, that's a call of winner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If you say a night, can you better say a day? Never admit to a word that she say. And if she claim a youth, tell her baby, no way.
Let it be, let it be.
It's Monday night, and it's time for 10 Dozen Minutes of Tryptophan Hangover with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead.
I'm Jick, and I don't believe in tryptophan.
Yeah, I had to have that conversation that never goes well over this Thanksgiving because my mother-in-law said, yeah, I read that there's this chemical in turkey that just makes you super sleepy. It's like a natural sedative, and I had to go, well, actually, if you check out Snopes.com, it tells you that it's not really that makes you sleepy. It's not a high enough dosage, and it's probably just, you know, you've eaten a big meal and you haven't been active. And it's like, no, I'm pretty sure that I read somewhere that, at least it didn't go so far as, oh, you looked that up on the internet. Well, I guess you can get accurate information from there.
Well, you know, your assessment that Snopes is always accurate is equally questionable, you know.
Wikipedia
is the only source that you can trust. Yeah. In fact, we just found out that they've discontinued a flavor of Doritos in the United States called Creamy Cock.
Really?
And did you know that Edgar Allan Poe was a homosexual and that was the only thing that was true about him?
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
He never did anything except be a homosexual.
So you're talking Wikipedia or Encyclopedia?
Yep. Wikipedia, we found just this sort of random minor Wikipedia vandalism where somebody listed Creamy Cock among the discontinued Doritos flavors. A few seconds later, it was fixed.
I'm being told that you should move your mic closer. Fusili Man says, I can't even hear Jake. I can hear him, I just can't make out any words. He amends his...
Okay, assessment. Let me make sure that... mic is on high, and that's about as close to my mouth as I'm comfortable putting something long and stiff.
So, like,
and with a microphone in it.
In your mouth?
Yeah. I went down to my mother's for Thanksgiving. That was nice.
Did you tell her thanks for me?
No.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
I did apologize to her and then clean out my closet.
That's good.
But yeah, forget. She was mad because I forgot to take her the magazines, the pornographic magazines that I promised to loan her. No, the Wired and that electronic games magazine that we appeared in.
Oh yes.
oh, I need to show you this, actually, if you haven't seen it already. You can watch it during the break. Maybe it's on the network drive. The documentary people sent us a 3-minute clip that was the first 3 minutes of their 10-minute class cut of the thing, and it's good. I'm really pleased with it. They've got a guy doing, he's probably doing it as a project for some animation class, but he basically made like a cartoon out of some artwork that I sent him, and it's neat. And we're actually supposed to record some stuff for him sometime in the next couple days, so remind me to talk to you guys about that after the show.
Okay.
There's a little thing, a text that he wanted to have us all narrate so he could use the best one, which is going to be Riff's.
Right.
So we might as well just have Riff do it. But
I'll give it a shot. I've got a good voice for radio. I enunciate very clearly, and you know, I should say things okay. I keep forgetting to pull out my yearbooks and scan some pictures of us in high school, which was another thing that he wanted, so that he could say, believe them when they say they were big old nerds in high school, because this is what they looked like.
Yeah, that's going to be weird. My senior picture is pretty awful. I look like a girl wearing giant glasses.
And now you just look like a girl with a 5 o'clock shadow.
I look like a
That's like a 10 or 11
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah, 10 or 11 o'clock shadow. No, I'm attempting to grow a beard again, and Mr. Skullhead is doing his best to carry on the tradition of making fun of me. I bow in respect before your ability to grow hair on the bottom part of your head. that's what I say. What else did I do? Doc Galactic's been in town for a few days. We've been doing a lot of drinking. Not that that's much different than most days, but drinking and shooting pool.
Different in that you were drinking with him.
That's true. I feel like I feel like I did a bunch of stuff this weekend, but I think really all I did was go to my mom's. I actually worked the last couple of days. Worked on a relatively good-sized Tuesday update for tomorrow, and Xenophobe has gotten pretty much everything done for the forthcoming Crimbo stuff. There's a little bit more stuff that Riff and I need to work on, and then I came in mere minutes ahead of time for the show because I was in my office making artworks. So a lot of stuff coming out in the next like 3 days.
Yeah, so make sure that you eat a healthful meal so you'll have plenty of energy to go through all this new content
and
write lengthy spoilers of it on our forums.
I think that I'm getting sick. I'm feeling about 10% like ass. I might be lucky that I got as much done as I did in the last couple of days because I may be bedridden for the next few. Let's see. I'm trying to think if anything else interesting has happened. I don't think that anything else interesting has happened. I haven't seen any movies or watched anything on television that was entertaining.
I would suggest, probably counter to everything you would think, that you go see Happy Feet.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot more clever than it really has any right to be. I mean, it's directed by the guy who did Mad Max and Babe, Pig in the City.
I've heard good things about Babe from people that I trust. Actually, I've never actually seen it.
It's a musical in the same way that Moulin Rouge is a musical. It uses a lot of pop songs and kind of mashes them together.
Happy Feet is?
Uh-huh.
Huh. I can't stand Robin Williams when he thinks he's funny. And it's
he never actually breaks character, though. Like, he plays two different characters, neither of which are Robin Williams.
Oh. Well, that's something, I guess.
And it's adorable. I don't know. I got the impression, having seen it, that you would like it.
Yeah, maybe I'll give it a shot. Binary Stars says, "Do you want a pickle? I just want to ride on my motorcycle."
I don't want to eat a pickle. I just want to ride my motorcycle.
That's Arlo Guthrie's other song.
Right. Sometimes I think that song is part of Alice's Restaurant, just because I don't listen to Alice's Restaurant enough to know.
Right. Glebe says, "We should be able to combine a balloon monkey with another long, skinny balloon to make Robert Frost. He could do +10 damage versus pigeons."
What did I miss?
Oh, this part of Grim Fandango where you have to scare these pigeons off of a roof, and you can basically try and use everything in your inventory on them, and one of the things that you can get is a balloon animal in the shape of Robert Frost, by this, like, smart-ass carnival worker. And you're like, "Look out, birds, it's Robert Frost." That was funny. XTMNT says, how about changing Pasta Mastery to something like Pasta Mansery or Pasta Mancy? It'd make a lot more sense considering you get it as a Pasta Mancer. Yeah, but, I mean, just, you know, the normal things that you can do are Pasta Mancy. The mastery implies a deeper understanding of the pasta arts.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, like if you were a necromancer, having a necromastery skill wouldn't be untoward.
Llama Man says, could chaos butterflies randomly make hobos more drunk or various other familiars activate in unexpected ways? That's interesting, actually, because those are pretty old and they don't... they're not as random as they could be. DeCyclops says, I really think we need a stainless steel familiar for those who like their stainless steel outfits. Could make it a combat, same for Plexi. It could be a stainless steel rat. And then it could... have a disrespect for authority, and I only read one of the Stainless Steel Rat books. Riff, if you were to describe the Stainless Steel Rat in four words, what would they be? Stainless Steel Rat has. Alright. Lusty Pirate Wench says, is there a way to make the Strange Leaflet and the Degrassi Knoll list go poof when you have them done? You know, the list could probably get a used link that you wad it up and throw it away after you've got the car, but the Strange Leaflet, you know, we reserve the right to add stuff to it at any point, and so there isn't really a well-defined done state for that. So, no. M. Timhoff says, how'd you come up with the weird mazes in the fog in the Louvre? I said, hey, Riff, come up with a weird maze. And he did it.
Yeah.
He says, can we have one based on a soccer ball next? Or maybe a Hunt the Wumpus-type maze on a dodecahedron? What kind of polygon is a soccer ball? I always forget. It's got, like, pentagonal... It's got pentagonal sides, but they're not all pentagonal?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I thought the main panels on a soccer ball are hexagonal.
Really? I thought it was sort of like one type of polyhedron sort of in like orbiting around another type, and those shapes interlock.
The white panels are hexagons, and the black panels are pentagons.
Oh, let's go here. I wonder if any of the sides of those are curved.
Well,
it doesn't seem
be.
Like that would actually... Well, no. I mean, the individual pieces that they sew together, I wonder if they're actual regular polygons. A truncated icosahedron. How many sides does an icosahedron have?
Icosahedron is
27. Huh. 001 says, hey guys, did you ever play the Discworld point-and-click adventure? Played Discworld 2 Mortality Bites for the PC. It's a pretty funny game.
I played a bit of the first one, and I thought it was pretty funny. I don't know, Eric Idle is kind of... I feel the same way about him as Jake apparently feels about Robin Williams. He does most of the voice work in it. So some of it's really, really funny, and some of it's Eric Idle pretending that he's all of Monty Python, which was not as funny.
Which one is Eric Idle? I think John Cleese is the one that I don't like. Is John Cleese the one that was in Fawlty Towers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like John Cleese.
Wow. That's just wrong.
He's in everything. I wish he would just stop being in everything. I guess I could say the same thing about Harvey Keitel.
That's true. But it's easier to stomach with a non-comic actor, I think. Like, so. Peter Sarsgaard is in everything, but
who's
he's
Peter
not
Sarsgaard?
Funny. have you seen Garden State?
Yes.
He was the stoner guy. Who's the best friend and...
Weird, I don't remember ever seeing him in anything else.
Oh, well...
In Garden State.
Apparently, if you have my Netflix queue, Peter Sarsgaard's in it.
You've got it sorted by whether or not it has Peter Sarsgaard in it,
right.
Descending. I did, during that whole respiratory disease scare, I got a SARS Peter guard so that my penis wouldn't catch SARS.
Mm.
Because
No, that was good. I just didn't have anything to add because it was that good.
Lapraccio says, please make Degrassi Knoll a clever zone like the Spooky Forest, even for those not under muscle science. Oh, you know, it'll probably happen one of these days. Strong Bad Fanny X says, it might just be me, but isn't it strange that the boar girl of loathing appears to have a turkey leg covering her crotch? No, that's actually a turkey leg-shaped vibrator that she's masturbating with.
Yeah, it's... I mean, what? I mean, no.
That girl that drew those was crazy. Crazy, I tell ya.
I haven't seen anything out of her in a while.
Yeah, I don't think she's logged on in years.
Apparently the clan that I'm in on my multi doesn't have a girl.
No, you mean all of your clans use the gay dude calendar instead of the...
No, gay. Mighty Bjorn's and Chicken Wings, and apparently they don't have a calendar.
Huh.
Is there a way to see the calendar now that I'm logged in? I exit the chat, I guess. That doesn't work.
Well, I mean, the calendar only shows up in the chat if you have it in your clan hall.
Right.
Or you could just go in and buy it for your clan.
My clan has it, though.
Oh, I see.
Exiting the chat didn't...
Ipecac the Assimilated says, would it be possible to have equipment that increases MP and or HP gain at rollover? Making it a hat or pants would force owners of the time trappings to choose between maximum adventure games and the restore, thus not overpowering rollover. I don't know. I mean, I have a feeling that unless it was a really, really significant MP gain, nobody would ever choose not to use the plus adventures gear at rollover. And that's... Yeah. Wolf V says, are you ever going to add more container items? Like, maybe you could add a familiar treat bag that would randomly increase your familiar's weight as an ultra-rare item or something? No, there will never be any more container items. There will eventually not be any container items at all. So
invest wisely.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm looking at this picture.
Speculators.
I don't mean to be a killjoy, but all I see is a bikini bottom tied on at one side.
Really? It's not a turkey leg?
No.
Isn't there a turkey leg laying off to the side? Or some bones or something?
No, because boar's not November.
Oh.
It's a girl lying on a towel.
Yeah, boar, the November equivalent was the dead pregnant woman that got all pissed off about.
I do find it disturbing that her arms and upper breasts appear to be occupying the same space. But, you know, it's a stick figure. What you going to do?
Oatgan says, or wait, Arcane says, can one get the off-the-rack adventure while in hardcore? I don't know what the off-the-rack adventure is.
I don't either, but I'm about to find out.
Is it maybe one of the pool-playing ones?
Let me see if I can find it in the Adventure Spindlar.
Yeah, you should just be able to... That fucking Firefox is amazing. That whole forward searching in list boxes.
Uh-huh.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, I sang the praises of that for... years and years.
I keep hearing really bad things about Firefox 2, though.
Huh.
Like that they've gone astray.
I have been enjoying it. The automatic saving of last session and
I've been annoyed by that every time I use your computer and I open the web browser and it suddenly gives me five different password dialogues.
And it goes straight to all the gay porn that I look at.
See, I could see what I would like is if you could set it up as a bookmark, basically, like if you could save a desk state that had five tabs open, I would use that all the time. But to have it just go back to where it was, like, the first thing I do whenever I sit down at a computer, even if it's one that I've been using earlier, is I just close everything and, like, sort of rebuild my workspace from scratch.
But no, I haven't noticed anything horrible about it, except for...
I mean, it's not any slower or more bloaty or crammed full of unnecessary features or anything?
Not that I've noticed, except the slash search feature now goes to a quick find, which is fine if you want to find the first instance of something on a page, but you have to hit Control F to get to the multiple find, which...
Really?
That was one of the things that I liked.
Surely there's got to be a keyboard... That's the one thing. I don't know the keyboard shortcut for find next,
right.
So I always have to... Oh, F3. All right. Xenophobe knows the keyboard shortcut for find next.
Off the rack is the adventure that gives you the towel.
Oh, yeah, you can get that in hardcore.
Why wouldn't you be able to?
Yeah, I don't know. Oatgan say, fuck deal or no deal, I'm watching Voss O No Voss. The episode I saw had the contestant and crowd get up on stage and salsa dance at the end. Best game show ever. I guess if you consider anything with salsa dancing in it to be the best X ever.
Hmm. That was why the second Star Wars prequel was my favorite one.
Yeah.
Because it had the salsa dancing at the end.
It used to really suck around here when the remaining Native American tribes would do their salsa dances.
Right.
Because it's just like gobs and gobs of salsa falling from the sky, covering everything. And it's like, you know.
And it's kind of caustic.
Yeah. And it gets all sticky. You go in and everything, the entire desert just looks like the inside of yesterday's Wendy's wrapper covered with like dried ketchup. Yeah. I wish those Native Americans would just cut it out.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do something about them. Maybe we should...
There's so many of them.
We should round them up into sort of designated areas so that they can't cause trouble for the rest of us.
Yeah. And then they could make money by encouraging us to come gamble.
I haven't been to a casino in a long time.
I kind of make a point of forgetting that there are casinos, say, 20 minutes from here.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, the amount of gambling I do per year is based on when I go to Vegas, and that's probably the way it should be.
Yeah. I got into going to play blackjack for a while when I was living with Disco Banjo, and he was playing, like, he was going to the casino once or twice a week. And I just kind of don't... I don't know. It's like, I feel like it was more exciting when I was young and had, like, almost no money, you know? Mm-hmm. If I'd save up for a trip to Vegas, and it's like, all right, I've got this, like, $100 to gamble, and it, like, really means something, you know? And it's not that I'm just going to piss away $100 now, but, you know, if I lose $100, I'm like, all right, I'm going to stop gambling, but for no real reason, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know. I just... It's, I guess, the experience of, like, sitting at a blackjack table and playing blackjack is still fun, you know? But it's just,
it's kind of funny the way that my wife feels about gambling. It's not so much that she's against the waste of money or anything, it just makes her really nervous. Huh. Like, in Jamaica, they did a casino night where they gave us fake money to gamble with, and whoever had the most at the end could bid on stuff in an auction of, like, crap from their tourist shop. And I was at the blackjack table playing with fake money and losing, and she was like, you gotta cut your losses, you gotta get out of there. Like, it's not real money. But, yeah, but you don't want to spend it all, and... I don't know, even, like, a 50-cent blackjack table would be too much for her.
Well, because of all the rap.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about 50 cents. I wish I had known some 50-cent songs so that I could have made a better joke about that.
It's the table right next to the candy shop where they let you lick the lollipop, which is kind of unsanitary.
The last few times that I've played blackjack, I've tended to start going to, like, I've just decided, all right, I'm going to play half as long so that I don't have to stand around for an hour waiting for a spot at, like, a low-stakes table. You know, I'll go to, like, a $10 a hand table, you know, so I'll lose $100 in, like, 45 minutes as opposed to in, you know, an hour and a half. But then everybody gets up and leaves, and then you're the only person at the table, and then it just goes super fast, and so you're like, well, fuck this. And then you decide you want to go to the crowded tables, then you can't go to the crowded tables.
Yeah, my goal is always to gamble for the longest amount of time on the least amount of money, since you can't really ever make money at a gambling table. Even at blackjack, I can't.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just...
There's been plenty of times when I've walked away. I mean, I was ahead for the time... The period of time when I was going and playing a lot of blackjack with Disco Banjo, I was ahead for that. I mean, it got to the point where I could actually quit when I was $15 or $20 ahead, you know?
Right.
And so it was like, you know, all right, well, I just paid for my drinks while I was here or whatever, and it's...
That was the one thing about the casinos here when we went is... So, I mean... Waitress took our drink orders and then came back and said, okay, that'll be $15. Oh. And I went, oh, you have to pay for drinks? Okay, here's $15 in chips. Oh, we can't take chips. We can only take cash.
Huh.
So I had to go to the ATM and get money to pay for the drinks. I was kind of expecting the Vegas situation where the drinks would take care of.
That's weird. I mean, I remember at least the one that we used to go to, there were free drinks. I mean, that you were encouraged to tip the waitress. I mean, if you didn't tip them, they wouldn't come back very frequently, but... Huh. That's weird. I don't know which one it was that I went to. There's, like, a bunch of them. And it's weird. They're all, like, real casinos now. Everything has actual table games. It used to all just be, like, these kind of dingy, like, bingo parlors and nothing but, you know, poker machines and slot machines. But now they're actually, like, full-fledged casinos. Morongo is fun. You ever been to Morongo?
No.
It's like on the road between here and L.A. Like, one time when we were driving, we decided to leave for Los Angeles at, like, midnight. You know, saying, woo, good idea. So we got about halfway there and decided to stay in that. It's like a really, really nice hotel for, like, Motel 6 prices.
Because it's in the middle of the desert.
There's no reason to go there. But, like, I would go there just to stay at that hotel because it's really, really nice. And, like, the casino's just open all the time. And it's, like, that's cool. It was fun. The Gun Run says, do you guys say the word nigga a lot around black people? We don't hang out with black people.
Jeez. Did you see that whole Michael Richards rant thing video?
Yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I didn't just, like, really disliked Michael Richards to begin with.
Right.
I probably would have felt more strongly about it one way or another, but it just seemed like this sort of just batch of non sequiturs.
Yeah, it didn't seem to me like here's a racist guy going on a racist rant. It was just, this guy is pissing me off and I have no career and I'm kind of drunk. What's the meanest thing I can think of to call him?
All right. I mean, and then he's sort of phrasing it like he's, like, making a statement about how the word nigger freaks people out. Look at you guys, you're all freaked out, but then it's like, I don't know. Look at you guys, you're all black and angry at me. Like,
I think that was kind of backloaded when he's like, oh, shit, how am I going to justify
it? Yeah.
What annoys me is that it could have been a Jewish guy heckling him, and if he had said, look, it's a kike, I don't think it would have even made the nightly news.
Is Michael Richards a Jewish guy?
I think so. But, I mean, like, it's a stinking Mick. You Mick. I seriously doubt that that would have had the impression. Just, nigger is in its own category now, and it's apparently as bad a swear word as fuck, which I can't get behind that.
What is what, huh? Fuck isn't even all that bad a swear word anymore. Yeah.
I've seen publications that will print fuck and still do in dash 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 R, which is, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Matt G987 says, have you considered adding more in-disguise adventure areas, such as the harem and the Nobgoblin harem girl disguise? Think of all the horrifying yet humorous possibilities. Oh, I'm sure Mr. Skullhead could write some horrifying...
I can only think of one. Yeah. Like, you accidentally get... Sucker fucked, but...
Sucker fucked?
Sucker fucked. That's a Kevin Smith word, by the way.
Evang says, I'm playing through Ocarina of Time right now, and I swear half of these songs are making me think of accordion thieves. I mean, Bolero of Fire? What the fuck is a bolero? It sounds like some sort of sweater. It's about as ridiculous as an antiphon, I should say. Antiphons are not at all ridiculous. What is a bolero?
It's a form of Spanish...
I think there was just a song called Bolero.
It's a style, too. I mean, Ravel wrote one, and Bolero is a three-four
dance. Oh, so Ravel's Bolero is like Pachelbel's symphony, as opposed to...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a 3-4 dance. It is in a moderately slow tempo, and it's performed to music, which is sung and accompanied by castanets and guitars.
Castanets are kids that they cut their balls off to preserve their high singing voices?
Right.
Okay.
It's also the title of a movie starring Crystal Gale or somebody. And by Crystal Gale, I don't mean Crystal Gale at all. Bo Derek.
Ferdowun says, when you search them all using a quote to specify search, after the search, the quote has turned into two apostrophes. Using two apostrophes works as well as using a quote. How come? It's because of some goofiness in the way the go back to your search results thing worked. I'm eventually going to have Xenophobe rewrite that from scratch. It's one of his projects that he's been considering for a long time, and it's just, that code is really super messy. It's, yeah... the world is square says, I don't know if this works when your show isn't on, but I thought it might be a good idea to put something other than your opponent writhes in pain, suffering XX points of spelling damage for using the dictionary in the Valley of the Baron Rothlumfow. That's all. Like, just multiple messages for...
I think half the time it should say, Y-O-U-R opponent writhes in pain.
Y-O-U apostrophe R-E opponent. It does say Y-O-U.
Well, yeah.
Y-O-U-R. iThrildor says, is the damage the vampire cape does based on your attack damage or your maximum HP? Well, I mean,
your maximum HP is sort of based on your strength, which is sort of what determines your attack damage. So I believe it is based on the damage that you do. Death by Pie says, I recently organized a game of blank white cards at a party, and it was epic fail. It quickly degenerated into three guys giving each other their piles of cards, and they had stopped drawing pictures. There was no longer a turn-based system, only utter chaos. People didn't even take the time to pass around funny cards. In the end, the participants said it had been fun, but damn it, as a veteran of several blank white cards games, I must be spoiled in my quality expectations. Therefore, I conclude thusly. Never play with people you don't want to get crude with. Badly suppressed sexual themes within the cards is what keeps the game going in my usual circle of friends, and without that, there is only fail.
I mean, the game is many things to many people, but I prefer it when it's people trying to crack each other up by being clever or, you know, crude in a funny way or even making random pop culture references, as opposed to it being a kind of truth or dare game.
Yeah, and once, like, when people start, like, oh, this is a funny card, it's just the words, I can't draw anything on a card, like, you know, don't do that.
Right.
Like, fucking draw something. There are very few rules, but one of the rules is draw a goddamn picture.
Right.
You know?
It just seems like most of the cards at a meet are stand up and shout at the top of your lungs for 25 points, or let somebody else shave your back for 100 points. And
whoa.
Yeah, that was a weird game.
Morbank says, could you please make the tonic water elemental drop a tonic water in the daily dungeon? It only seems right. Also, how about making the Batskin belt do a little something? Plus one to all stats, maybe? It is a reward from the council, after all. Yeah, there's sort of little weirdnesses about the early quests is something that's definitely getting a going over with a fine-tooth comb come NS13. There will be, you know, at least, what's the word I'm looking for? There will be at least, like, some minor cosmetic changes, if not some significant structural changes to basically every quest in the game, because it's a different situation than it was when a lot of those were written, you know, so they can be better, they can be more complicated. We can rebuild them.
And if we rebuild them, they will come again.
Yvang says, continuing about Ocarina of Time, that he has had it with these motherfucking cows in these motherfucking caves. Yeah.
That's something I wondered. Oatgan says, if tower progress is reset for NS13, what will happen to somebody with the makeshift scuba gear? Will it vanish, or do we get to skip the key puzzles?
You know, that I don't know. We'll have to figure it out at the time.
Yeah.
Max Van says, why aren't Elf Farm raffle tickets multi-usable? Also, the balls in the Poltergeist critical hit message should be changed so they add up to 11.
Huh.
Yeah. Robo9981 says, what is the order for damage in combat? I managed to kill a Magimek Tech Mechamek with a spell, but it promptly took 50 damage from it before the fight ended. Beecher?
Beecher?
Huh.
Bug or feature? He hadn't won.
He was killed by the Sauce Sphere, is what happened there.
It says the win the fight message is after the...
Yeah.
The losing, after the attack message.
Yeah, the thing is, and I don't know why they made me change this, and the entire dev team is resistant to switching this back. And the Sauce Sphere message should be after the monster hitting you message. Because the Sauce Spheres only do damage when the monster damages you. Right. And in cases where that's enough damage to kill them, you get this kind of weirdness. So, yeah. That's what's going on there. StrongBathNEX says, if you do not remove meat from monsters, then why don't the skeletons and star monsters drop meat? Well, when's the last time you saw a constellation carrying a wallet?
Yeah.
And the skeleton doesn't have,
pants.
Yeah. And if it did, they'd be all torn up.
Mm-hmm. All of the other monsters have pants with pockets and wallets.
Robo9981 says, on the November 13th show, you played an acoustic version of Shake It Like a Polaroid and another song about tombstones and hills. Could you name the artists and song names for those? That's the Mountain Goats,
Paul Quarter Yaja.
A favor House Atlantic.
Right. And Obadiah Parker is the Heya.
I want to hear that Heya cover. You should put it on the network drive.
I should.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, do you plan on moving the dungeons out of their current home and replacing the dungeon full of dungeons with some of the old stores, which would be moved there to make town less cramped? For example, moving the Dungeons of Doom into the mountains. It's theme-fitting because of the Orc Chasm's relation to gaming, and since that dungeon is basically one huge NetHack reference, it makes perfect sense. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems...
I mean, the dungeons are definitely going to go somewhere else. They're no longer going to be in that one huge section of town, but I don't know if anything new is going to go there. Arbitrary Alliteration says, did any of you take any Latin during school? You learned some fun words, especially at higher levels. Example, an irrumator is someone who forces others to perform oral sex on him.
Huh. That's good to know. No, I didn't take any Latin.
I recently spent a week in Scotland occupying my time listening to some old shows. I think there's some sort of limiter in all of your minds causing you to talk about the same thing every 2 weeks or so. Yeah.
I think that the show is mainly contingent upon what questions are asked.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of, listening to old shows, I can kind of see what he's talking about, but I mean, you know, you come up with 4 hours of interesting things to talk about every week, sort of on command, you know. So, I don't know. We you know, just the act of doing the show is going to remind us of trains of thought that we rode off the rails before.
Yeah.
No. Yep. The Gunrun asked if we like any kind of Asian music.
Boy, if there's one thing I can't get enough of, it's the soundtracks to anime.
I think that you're being sarcastic.
Yes, I am. Now, I like... I've heard some Japanese rap, which is kind of cool, but just rap in any foreign language tends to be cool because you can't tell if the lyrics suck or not.
I just have no interest in listening to rap if I can't understand the lyrics.
Huh.
I haven't really any interest in listening to anything if I can't understand the lyrics. Mm. That's why I don't like...
That is why you fail.
That is why I epic fail.
So I'm guessing the answer is no.
Max Vance says, will your next RPG still use Muscle, Mysticality, and Moxie as the stats? No, I think it's going to be... It's going to be farming skill, fishing skill, and
hairdressing skill.
Fisting skill. Farming, fishing, and fisting are going to be the three. Because we have to have that alliteration thing. You can't. I mean, fisting is kind of like hairdressing.
Right.
It's very difficult to be good at one without being good at the other.
No, you'd be the one who'd know.
Max Vance says, I think you should be able to combine rolls of toilet paper into larger and larger rolls. This would make fun of the absurd number of sizes of toilet paper rolls these days. I don't know that I'm aware of an absurd number of sizes of toilet paper rolls. They're sort of like, I mean, there's the shitty, cheap, small ones, and then there's big, quilty, fluffy, big quality ones, you know?
There's the, like, there's a single-sized, big, fluffy, quilted one, a double size, and a triple size.
Huh.
And then there's the giant wagon wheel that goes into bathrooms.
Yeah, like public
bathrooms.
I really don't understand why they need to have their own size. I mean, I guess there's just much more fits on there.
Right.
Everybody seems to think of it as the tube in the middle being larger, but I guess that's not the way that it actually works.
That would be great if it was the same amount of toilet paper as on a normal roll, just wrapped like three times around a giant tube.
Yeah. Your mom was wrapped three times around a giant tube the other day. We went to a fun house, and she got caught in one of those rolling barrel mechanisms. It sucked. I went to a fun house at the state fair here.
You went to the state fair?
Yeah. I wanted to see the Steve Miller Band.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to win my wife some stuffed animals.
I see.
Which I did. With my mad dart-throwing skills. I played the games that are designed for kids to be able to automatically win something. To Ubernuber says, why does the nervous tick only have six legs? Being an arachnid, it should have eight. Ne sais pas. It does have eight. You just can't see the other two.
Yep.
Rickett says, why doesn't the Jumbo Dr. Lucifer zap into the other evil food anymore?
I don't know why anything would have changed there.
Yeah, but it's a beverage.
Nogard Rails says, how come the tambourine and bone rattle aren't instruments / ranged weapons? That's a good question. They probably should be. Enemy Lasagna says, can you make it so that we can somehow use the Wand of Nagamar to turn a scary death orb into carbohydrates?
Did I miss a meeting again?
Well, a scary death orb is an anagram of carbohydrates.
Oh. All right.
I was thinking that you'd start collecting carbohides somewhere, and the trapper would pay you different carbohydrates for your carbohides. I was just told that that's a hot stuff joke. I should stop. Strong Bad Fanny X says, to steal the idea from a recent Slashdot post, what would be the last game you would ever play? As in, you get arthritis and can no longer play games without experiencing pain. I think I'd still be willing to put up with a marginal amount of pain to play video games. That was kind of a weird post. That guy's like, I can't play any console games anymore because I'm getting arthritis. Like, what should I, what should I be sure and play before I have to stop playing console games completely?
Wow.
And I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's got to be... I mean, I remember seeing, like, you know, in Nintendo Power, some, like, quadriplegic kid that had some mouth thing rigged up so that he could play Nintendo, you know? Like, I don't really get how somebody could be in that position. Because I feel like, you know, you could get... the last thing I would do would be to get somebody to make me a joystick that I could use without it hurting, you know? Like...
something you can play with your feet.
Istanbul says, hey, Jake, does it bother you in Phoenix that if you had a kid, you'd raise him to be so not fucked up that the rest of society would consider him to be severely fucked up? No. I feel like I was kind of raised that way.
Yeah, yeah. If I could pick one adjective to describe you.
Yeah.
It would pretty firmly be not fucked up.
Yeah, you think? Mm-hmm. Ben Meir says, can we get a separate mailbox in the messages area for PvP results? Yeah, that would make a lot of people really happy. Gleeb says, how come the bottle of gin doesn't have a Welcome to the Monkey House reference? I don't actually get that. I haven't read Welcome to the Monkey House in like 10 years.
I haven't read Welcome to the Monkey House, period.
Have you seen Welcome to the Dollhouse? It's by that guy who made your favorite movie, Happiness.
You know, I probably should have seen Welcome to the Dollhouse before I saw Happiness, because apparently Welcome to the Dollhouse is actually good, but I'll be goddamned if I'm ever going to watch another movie by that motherfucker.
Huh.
So, no.
Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be a combat item called Video, which can be used against a radio star in the tower? That's funny. Pussy Willow says, Jick, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no mo. I should have said no more, but...
to that, I can only say, Pussy Willows, where do you go, my lovely? Tell me, where do you go? Is that the same band? Because that's the same song.
I don't know. Hogula says, why on earth are Nobgoblin tongs a more powerful weapon than Nobgoblin scimitars? Because they're magical. The scimitars are like those plastic novelty scimitars you get at Excalibur.
Yeah, I think their power is so low that it indicates that they're not at all sharp.
Yvang asks a bunch of questions. So, since it's possible to get a familiar to 20 pounds without leveling, it's possible to not adventure with a familiar at all in an ascension, since neither areas in the Sorcerer's Quest counted as adventures. I smell trophy. Either that or a broken familiar thing on your ascension history. It wouldn't be broken, it would just look exactly the same as one where there was no familiar data. And then he says, Xenophobe, how dare you? Those poor ninja pirate zombie robots never had a chance to be anything more than floating heads.
Wow.
What? Yeah.
Have you been hitting the cough syrup again?
Any particular reason why shirts don't have a decent drop rate, he says? Yeah, I mean, we wanted them to be kind of rarish, but we probably went a little too far on that, so that'll look.
Yeah, they're not quite powerful enough to be that rare.
The no-namer says, when you are in the middle of combat, you can still go to the skills menu. Is it supposed to be like that? I think that's some weird side effect of the quick skills menu thing, which I need to talk to Xenophobe about getting that fixed. Evang says, there should be some sort of crazy hard softcore where even if you have an item in Hank's, it won't show up in areas unless you pull it or make it yourself until Ronan is done. That'd be kind of weird. Enter the Wumpa says, Jick, I think you, or at least your radio shows, are/is rubbing off on my... I'm assuming it is me. I was watching some movie with a couple of friends, and somebody shouted, bastard, and I was halfway through shouting homosexual before I realized that doing so might not have been a gravy boat. Oh, no. They killed Enter the Wumpus. Ron says, what the deuce? You can wear a makeshift cape and a vampire cape at the same time. This makes no sense.
You could totally wear two capes at the same time. And it's basically... You could wear any number of capes as long as they didn't stack up to be thicker than your neck.
Even if they did, you could keep putting like longer and longer clasps on them and put them around your arms or something. Di Vernon says, is pulverized yield derived from power or enchantments? Like, for example, if the Jew hat was smashable, would its 10 power give a shitty yield, or would its boatloads of enchantments give tons of stuff? The type of, the element is determined by the enchantments, and the yield in terms of whether it's powder or nuggets or wads and how many is determined by its power. LavaMan58 says, could you make it so you can get back into the cave from the hedge maze? I don't know.
Back into the cave?
Yeah, but I guess there's no backlink, which there are in a lot of the other places. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably should, just for the sake of consistency. Vash Orion says, nice job not uploading the radio show. I went into withdrawal because of you guys. Yeah, I'm hoping that somebody recorded the Thursday show, because whenever Xenophobe hosts, which he had to because I was out of town... He says it wasn't very good or something. But anyway, I hope somebody recorded it so that it won't just be lost to the sands of time, just for completeness sake. Hogula says, there should be a plague rat enemy somewhere that becomes one monster level stronger for everyone you kill. That's kind of funny.
Huh.
Fred Levi says, maybe more people would, maybe people would be more likely to use the Moxious Maneuver if plus elemental damage was applied to it. Yeah, I mean, there's probably a lot of ways of making that not suck. Walla Walla 23 says, there should be an image called BonerDagon_multi.gif, and there would be 8 different ways to pronounce it.
That is very true.
Ooga Booga says, in the Dungeons of Doom, shouldn't wearing the makeshift turban make you telepathic? Only if you have strange mental acuity. It should do something. I totally forgot about that. Macarona says, is it or would it ever be possible to have multiple custom avatars that can be switched between at will? This way we could have an avatar for ourselves and one for our shopkeeper. That is entirely possible given the current system. The Monkey says, Futurama or The Simpsons? The Simpsons now? Futurama. The Simpsons in the, you know, maybe third, fourth, fifth, and sixth seasons. The Simpsons.
So it would be The Simpsons before Futurama started, and Futurama after that?
Well, I don't know. I feel like The Simpsons should just stop.
Yeah. And it doesn't impress me when they say, well, it's been on the air longer than any other show, and nobody that I know watches it or watches it and enjoys it.
Yeah.
So it just seems like it's still on because it's always been on, kind of like Saturday Night Live.
It's like no band has ever... toured as long as the Rolling Stones, and you know what, that doesn't mean their shows now are good. Like, they were good, you know, people still listen to them because they used to be good. I don't know, maybe some people like them now.
That's interesting.
Enemy Lasagna asked if I played the game Triacnid. I did a little bit. I found it kind of annoying to play. Enter the Wumpus says, so, those tiny plastics, how are they doing? They're making their way across the ocean on a slow boat from China. I just found the actual McPhee site, and the stuff there is awesome. I want a ceramic smoking baby. Jake, will you buy me a ceramic smoking baby? No. I only let babies smoke crack, not ceramic.
Yeah, so that would just be a baby who works at a kiln. It's the pottery in there with the smoke. Most likely. I still think that I should get the Unicorn's Revenge thing from McVie. I like kind of groovy.
Quietus says, you should make the antique gear break messages show up in bold text, or maybe red for good measure, just so people will quit posting bug reports about it in the forums. I think maybe they at least need, like, a picture or something. Or maybe a big crack in bold or something next to a picture of whatever it is. And yeah, I agree that more attention needs to be drawn to that. Black Belt Duck says, on the send a gift page, can you add a save message button? Currently it defaults to whatever you have for sending messages, but sometimes I want to save a gift message. Yeah, I could see adding a one-time-only thing there if you don't already have it set to save all of your messages. RedMage13 says, I found a site you guys will probably be interested in, fretsonfire.net. It's a standalone Guitar Hero clone that has the ability to play user-created songs. It's made of Win. Huh.
I'm looking at that site, though, and all I'm seeing is a forum that has a couple of posts on there, but it seems like wouldn't you need a guitar controller for your computer to be able to play it on a PC?
I don't know. I mean, they're supposedly going to release Guitar Hero for the sort of newer consoles, and I guess they'll have to come up with like a USB version of the controller before long.
Right.
You could probably get some kind of adapter. I wonder if anybody sells a PS2 to USB adapter. Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's... All right. Let's shall. We'll be back in about 11 minutes.
Do me. Dim, dim, dim. Do me. Do me. Dim, dim, dim. Dim, dim, dim.
This is where the party ends. I can't stand your lips, but I do know you.
I do know you.
And your racist friends. I'm all falling for you. But I feel like a hypocrite talking to you.
I do know you.
And your racist friends. It was the loveliest party that I've ever attended. If anything was broken, I'm sure it could be mended. My head can't tolerate this body and pretend it. Listen to some bullet head madness that he's saying. This is where the party ends. I'm just sitting here wondering how you are. Stand by your racist friend. This is where the party ends. I can't stand here listening to you.
I do know you.
To your racist friends. I'm all falling for you. But I feel like an hypocrite talking to you.
I do know you.
To your racist friends. From the kitchen to the bedroom to the hallway, your friend apologizes, he could see it my way. He left the contents of the bottle to the thinking. Can't shake the devil's hand and say you're only kidding. This is where the party ends. I can't stand here listening to you and your racist friends.
Speed jack, don't wanna stop. stay alive when you're 25. I'm women stealing clothes from unlocked cars, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face. It's a real mean we can love. Oh yeah, we can love. And my brother's back home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a dress.
I'm not afraid to be. my head fell in the basket. It was everybody dancing on the casket. Now it's over, I'm dead, and I haven't done anything that I want. Or I'm still alive, and there's nothing I want to do. So I won't sit at home anymore, and you won't see my head in the window, and I won't be around ever anymore. I'll be up there on the wall at the store. I return a bag of groceries, accidentally taking off the shelter for the expiration date. I came back as a bag of groceries, accidentally taking off the shelter for the date stamped on myself. Now it's over, I'm dead, and I haven't done anything that I want. Or I'm still alive, and there's nothing I want to do.
Story of the pigs who ran straight away into the water and their great triumph.
You're gonna send me back to where I came from. Please don't send me back to where I came from. Let me go where the white magnolias. For that orange jumpsuit, please don't fit me for that orange jumpsuit. Let me ride where the dragonflies fly. Yeah, but you're going to do what you want to do, no matter what I ask of you. You think you hold the high hand. Southeast from the courthouse, but I'm not headed southeast from the courthouse. Let some mysterious chunk of space debris puncture the roof and set me free. And even if I have to go to Claremont, well, I guess I'll just have to go to Claremont. Let me go. Let me lie low. Yeah, but you're going to do what you want to do, no matter what I ask of you. And you send your dark messengers to tempt me. I come from Chino, so all your threats are empty.
I feel like crap, Mr. Skullhead. Do you have any crap?
Yeah, where are we going to get some?
Jed the Nifty says, in-clan ascension leaderboards? I'll probably never compete on the real ones, but we can at least compete with our own clan. That isn't a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of groovy.
Not necessarily for just Ascension, but for other stuff.
Reverend Noodleson said, "Dear Jick, I remember that before Ascension, somebody hacked a voodoo doll, and you said that after Ascension, it would become really common. Whatever happened with that?" Yeah, we just sort of never got around to it. We never figured out a totally satisfying mechanism for doing what it was that I wanted to do, so we'll probably revisit it.
Yeah, sooner or later.
Mac Aronis says, "Hey, JNS, with Spooky Raven as the new de facto spooky elemental zone, is there any chance that there will be additional optional elemental zones for the remainder?" Yeah.
That's always been the idea.
Strong Beth Fanny X says, "Mr. Jick, my mom recently got a box of shoes. Now I have the empty box. What should I fill it with?" A diorama.
Hope.
Perhaps a diarrhea diorama.
Huh.
You'll have to freeze the diarrhea to get it to hold the shape of a dinosaur, though.
Oh, I thought you meant a diorama depicting someone with diarrhea. You mean a diorama created of
crafted from solid diarrhea. Hmm. Gorblack says, "In the pack of chewing gum description, you should put in, you feel like it's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum and you're all out of ass."
He's right.
Yes, yes, we should.
Damn. Okay, Gorblack, this is the first time anything you've suggested has been implemented. Try not to let it go to your head.
Enter the Wumpus says, "I was listening to the radio archives, thanks for making that page look pretty, and during 120 minutes of holy crap, they discovered another nebula with Jick and the Reverb crew. Someone hinted that there was a reason that people kept finding themselves pantsless." Yeah, if you want to resend that question in complete form, Gorblack says, "Got we now."
And I weep.
I think my wife was fixing to buy one on eBay.
There's a... So I went down to my in-law's house this weekend, and they're right by Tucson in some kind of little town 20 miles south of there. And the only store there that has merchandise is the Walmart.
Right.
And they just lie all the time. Like, I called them and asked them a while back if they carried my cigarettes, and they said no. And so I went to the Walmart, and there they were. And I called them on Wednesday afternoon and said, "Do you know when you're getting your Nintendo console shipment?" And they said, "No, we're probably not going to get any for a long time. I don't even see it anywhere on my form here that I'm totally looking at." And then Friday afternoon, I went there to get something else, and decided to check and see if they had them, and they said, "Oh yeah, we got in like 20 of them this morning and they all sold out. Sorry, dude." Yeah.
I mean, I just I sort of refuse to participate in this particular kind of capitalism, you know? Like, I don't, like, if there was a place that would let me reserve one, I would reserve one.
Well, apparently the Game Crazy stores, which are like the other half of Hollywood Video Stores, they will put your name on a list and call you when yours is ready and you have 24 hours to pick it up.
Huh.
So that's probably what I'm going to do, because I'm not standing in any fucking lines, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I just,
I'm
you know.
I'm famous on the internet. I shouldn't have to stand in lines.
Yeah. I mean, she was seeing them going on eBay for, like, $325, mm-hmm. You know? And, like, I would probably pay $325 for one right now, you know, just to avoid the hassle of having to deal with that kind of... I wonder why... I mean, can you get games, or are the games all sold out, too?
Every place I've been has had a pretty full that complement of games.
Hmm. The only thing I really care about is the Zelda game, you know?
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of the Nintendo on eBay bundled with a PlayStation 3. The cat's wearing a hat. You really shouldn't have let him read that Dr. Seuss.
Well, that was actually... I just got a good chuckle out of something cute that a cat did. I think it's time for me to hang up my testicles. Yeah, so the cat put on this giant floppy hat for a little while and was sitting on the floor. That was crazy.
Wow, you can get a Nintendo Revolution, a PlayStation 3, and a Tickle Me Elmo Extreme for $2,000.
Really? My name Cornbread says, shouldn't there be critical and fumbles for spells? Just saying. No, there shouldn't. Argus 5 says, just a suggestion. Maybe there should be an option for the bounty hunter to sell a specific amount instead of either selling one or selling all. Maybe the bounty hunter should be completely changed in terms of what it does, and maybe that'll happen pretty soon. I'm actually... The code portion of that is done. We're lacking only the content portion, so...
Huh.
We'll have to... see what we can see. Pink Rockin' Girl says, hi, what is Jick's real name? Jick Barnes.
Pink Rockin' Girl is getting to be somewhat notorious on the moderator forum.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently she's Biohazard Man's niece.
Huh.
But Biohazard Man hasn't heard anything about that.
Really?
Yeah, so it wasn't an exciting story, but... You know.
I would imagine that Pink Rockin' Girl is probably, in fact, a boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would just tend to guess. Invariel says, would it be possible to add an option to clan ranks that, when checked, allows members to edit their own titles? The below your rank is sometimes not what I want to use. I thought we did that, actually. Cat, go away. Oh. And Invariel says, and I don't want to give members access to change all... I don't want to give all members access to change all titles. I mean, I suppose we could add a change your own title permission, but that's kind of wasting a permission slot, you know. The Dread 604753 scroll says, what are the chances of a lemon-based familiar being added to KOL? A saber-toothed lime called Party Time just isn't funny / horrifying enough.
And saber-toothed lemon doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Maybe you could just keep making lemonade out of it, trying to put it in your terrarium.
There could be a lemon entry, my dear Watson. Which is the punchline of one of my favorite jokes ever that I'm not going to go through.
So, apparently Chronomage beat the game. All 109 non-Mr. Store skills, hardcore permanent, all tattoos, all acquirable Ascension-related trophies, all non-Mr. Store familiars. Nicely done, Chronomage.
Oh. Artaus says, I've been hanging out for a while. When will there be a new tome in Mr. Store? I don't know. And please bring zombies for Crimbo, but no pineal glands. I just spent $240K on one.
Right. Hey, we should add that as a drop.
Trash Dude says, hello, have you ever thought of making it so that clan leaders can put a message at the top of /clan, e.g. welcome to Trash Dude's clan? Just an idea. And what an idea. That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Making a specifiable topic for the clan channel. I wanted to do specifiable topics for every channel, but I didn't know how to give people access to change the topic. Actually, I thought about just making it like that in Lounge. Mm. But...
just allowing everyone to randomly set the topic.
Yep. Mexi Man says, when the Penguin Mafia did its favors, what detrimental effects did it have on the characters that made people leave the game? I don't think anybody actually left because of that. I think there was just a lot of sound and fury.
But they,
and what even was it? It was like a temporary -5-pound familiar buff.
There was one attack that took away substats.
Okay.
Like 5 substats.
Yeah. It took away less substats than a successful PvP attack would take away. I know that.
Fewer substats.
The Divergenizer says, sort of a repeat question since I sent it last week and no one logged the Thursday show, so I missed any answers. Since the show is Riff and Zeno, it would be new to you two. When zapping for a complete outfit, is the likelihood of getting the third piece, assuming the other two in inventory, is it an even chance of getting the missing piece or duplicate of the one that you already have? I asked today because while trying to alleviate some painful RNG, I had 5 Elite Guard helms, 4 polearms, and 0 pants. I zapped 4 times before my wand exploded and didn't manage to complete the outfit. I heard that when zapping for a missing key, the likelihood of getting the missing key was fairly good, but I was curious if that was a separate mechanic and the RNG just raped me again. Yeah, it is a separate mechanic. Ooga Booga says, Files of Hotness need use multiple, and as far as I know, the other elements too. Ah, okay.
Sure.
Mellow Cork says, items that give a bonus to elemental spell damage, such as Enchantlers or Improved Foon, should pulverize into elemental materials, as is they pulverize into twinkly stuff. Ah, yes, I need to fix that.
Leslie Pirate Winch says, how about some shiny real numbers for years playing the game, like tattoos but not the Roman numeral ones that we get for Ascension? I put some items in for anniversary gifts, and they do have pictures, and we just need a script to dole them out to those to whom they need to be doled out.
Yeah.
Out to whom they need to be doled. So, pretty soon.
Gracious Symbol says, recently I noticed that 9 out of 12 advanced cocktails have the same consumption message and made a forum thread about it. I'm only telling you this in case you missed it. No pressure. Yeah, I should have Scully go in there and dive into that. Now that it's just trivially easy for Scully to edit consumption messages.
Definitely.
Yay, Spindler. Awesomeness says, hey, Jick, I remember you saying something about Stephen King, and I was wondering if you had read his semi-recent novel, Cell. It's really good, and if you haven't checked it out, you should. Yeah, actually, I really liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of that.
I haven't wanted to read the new one, because I thought it was just some... I was under the impression that it was just a story that didn't have any supernatural elements in it at all.
Huh.
And then I was told that it wasn't.
It wasn't a story that didn't have supernatural elements in it? Or it was a story that didn't.
I don't know. I was told that it was a story that did have supernatural elements in it. Maybe the internet knows. Silence while I look something up on Wikipedia. Well, weird. I must not know the name.
Huh. Apparently there's a new short story that was only released in audio form, which I think I'll wait until somebody types it. I'll wait for the transcript of the audiobook.
Huh. I guess maybe it's not so much a story with nothing supernatural. Maybe it's more like a... it looks kind of like Mrs. Todd's Shortcut, only different. That was one of my favorite stories. I forget what it was in. It was in, like, Skeleton Crew or Night Shift. I really like some of his short stories a lot. Enter the Wumpus says, I was trying to think of some memes that you guys seem to have created or helped create. I've come up with Shorebots, 8 beers in a six-pack, squirrel bladders, and Where Did You Get That Smells Like Teen Spirit cover? Any others that you isn't it about time for a new hilarious object?
Hey, isn't it?
Ansel Rath says, Buffalo, 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 Jick, Buffalo, Buffalo, Shittle Dicks.
Oh, that's a great point.
On a more serious note, I greatly apologize for what I did. I didn't know that was yours when I stole it, and I'm sorry. But can you please tell me how to get the horn off of it? It makes the bike look like crap. Yeah. I bought a new bicycle.
Right.
I've not actually ridden it. I haven't actually inflated the tires yet. I need to get another one of the goddamn tail lights to put on it, I guess.
Oh, remind me before I leave here to take my bicycle pump so that I can make good on my continued mentioning about me riding my bicycle.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where I could pretty easily ride my bike to work. I think it's nice enough, but I'm afraid it would be too cold at night to ride that and too dangerous.
Yeah, I guess you're more likely to leave here when it's dark than I am.
I mean, it's starting to get dark at, like, 5:30. Yeah. So, like, even you were kind of pushing it out.
We should do some kind of ritual to bring the sun back.
Darth Window says, can there be a feature on the profile which says if a player is online and a feature on the account menu to make you offline so that people can't see if you're online from your profile? hey, could you give me a feature and the ability to not use it?
Interesting.
I mean, I guess people can... it would stop people from seeing if you were online doing a who is. He says that would be pretty handy and stop peep. Naked Juice says, L-tryptophan is found in an average serving of turkey in the same amounts as in an average serving of chicken or beef.
That must be why you get ridiculously sleepy after eating chicken or beef.
Yeah, no, you totally do. Mm. Hamburgers are as good as sleeping pills. Gorblack says, in the strange leaflet, there should be a cow lamp in the house. If you type brake lamp, well, you can see where I'm going with this. If you want to frustrate speedrunners, make it so one of the items on the mantle, make it one of the items on the mantle, one without a secret word. Or you could get the stats just by breaking it. And now I get it. Dooble is an anagram of blood.
Indeed it is.
Minigate says, I loved Happy Feet, but I disliked the ending.
Huh. I thought the ending was appropriate. I mean, it could have had an ending the way that AI could have had an ending early, but I didn't support that for AI, and I don't support it for this one.
Hurt Reynolds says, Hurt Reynolds, thank you, by the way, for that radio show extravaganza. That he sent me a zip file that had like all of the shows that were missing from the Asymmetric Archive for the last long time.
Oh, nice.
It's handy. So speaking of pickles, when are we going to see the Spectral Pickle Factory again?
Let me know the hour of its coming and going.
Did you turn into Dobby?
Apparently. Dobby? Oh, yeah.
Blue Rose says, I remember mentionings of fantasy books in past shows. Do any of you guys like books by David Eddings? I've never read any books by David Eddings. I've never actually read any fantasy books.
Except for the Gunslinger trilogy.
Yeah, the Gunslinger trilogy, I guess, counts. I mean, I read Lord of the Rings and... Riff says the Son of Fire and Ice, Song of Fire and Ice by George R. R. Martin is really good, that series. Inferno Hero says, I know on a radio show a month or two back, somebody asked which would come first, Crimbo or NS-13. You said probably NS-13. Is this still true? If not, was there some unexpected delay? I don't think it was exactly unexpected, but no, it's not still true. Because, I don't know. More will become clear over the next few days.
As far as fantasy books go, I read the Spell Song books by Alan Dean Foster, but those were more like young adult, I guess. I haven't read much fantasy that's intended for grown-ups. Like Lord of the Rings. But, when I get into an author, I kind of want to read everything that author's written, and looking at someone who's got like 50 books, you know, the dragons go to the hospital, Harry Potter and friends walk up to dragon, you know, thousands of books about dragons, it's just kind of daunting.
O'Grady says, last year I got sent to the principal's office for an English paper I wrote. It was supposed to be a satirical letter to a company complaining about a product. It went on my permanent record.
He continues, I thought it was creative to write to a drug cartel about why the crack they sold me was inferior to Manuel's shit down the street, but apparently I was wrong. See, if I were a teacher, I would reward that kind of creative thinking.
Yeah, I don't believe that there's any such thing as a permanent record.
Yeah. Certainly not one that anyone gives a shit about once you're out of high school.
Or even the grade school. I don't know. I mean, yeah. Inferno Hero says, have you guys seen Stranger Than Fiction? It's a Will Ferrell movie that's not funny, but it's really good. Just in case you forgot, it's the one about the man who hears a narrator. I keep meaning to see it. I want to see it. Yeah,
I'd like to check that out. I have some free passes to the newer movie theater here that spectacularly failed the show The Nightmare Before Christmas in 3D on two separate occasions and finally just gave us some free tickets to go away. I'm afraid to go to the movies there because, you know, they could keep failing to show movies and keep giving me free tickets that I could never use for anything.
Eki Idol says, a soccer is similar to Buckminster Fullerene. I don't think that's true. I think a Buckminster Fullerene is actually regular. O'Grady says, my first job, I get paid $8 an hour and $12 an hour on Sundays. Isn't that so much for a first job? I guess it depends on what the job is. I mean, if your first job is like a, you know, surgeon, then no.
Or a pimp. I think my first job, I got paid minimum wage, which at the time was like $4.75.
Yeah, I think I also got paid minimum wage.
Like, I remember the jump to $5.15 being a huge, huge thing.
I remember getting, when I became the assistant manager at the movie theater, jumping from whatever I was making to like $5.50 an hour.
Yeah.
And that being a big deal. And then I got my internet job for $7 an hour. And then eventually after 2 years there, got up to $9 an hour.
Those were the days.
Yep. And then I went to college, and like my salary, the amount of money that I made went up and up and up and up and up until I got a college degree, at which point it just tanked. So, yes. Don't go to college, kids. Sir Abaddon says, a friend of mine wishes me to ask you this question. What is the capital of Yugoslavia? I don't know.
Antipode says also, F3 will find the next instance in Firefox. Quick find.
Yes, yes. Oh, Hurt Reynolds says, Firefox can totally do what you're asking with opening a group of pages automatically in tabs. Just make a folder in your bookmarks and put each page into that folder. Right, right, right.
Make a folder called what?
We'll just make a bookmarks folder.
Yeah.
I remember somebody telling me that recently, actually, now that I think about it. Mm. Hey, when did you get that fish tank?
That came from some member of Zelania's family who couldn't keep the fish anymore. It's supposed to live at our house, but we were going to be gone for 4 days. And now that we're back and looking at leaving in a month for Christmas travels, it just seems easier to leave it here. And
right. Is it, what is it, like a beta?
Yeah.
I wonder when it's going to when it's gonna enter its actual release.
Well, we keep getting bug reports about it, especially how you mine for it. Kenneth the Obscure says, sorry if this got answered, but since Thursday has been lost to the mist of time, who did that acapella cover of Right Now that you played last Monday? How might I get a copy? It is the Binghamton Crosbys. And I'm guessing they have a website. So you should go to that website and see if they will sell you that song.
Enter the Wumpa says, was the Indian casino comment a reference to Annie Get Your Gun, or just actual history that they don't teach in schools anymore?
If you're not from a state of the union that has Indian reservations on it, you might not have heard that most Indian reservations now have casinos on them.
Which is kind of nice. I mean, it's finally allowing them to fuck over the white devil the way that they were fucked over by the white devil. Dante01 says, have you ever been to the Mustang Ranch in Vegas? No.
I think that's closed now.
O'Grady says, Ocarina of Time is literally the best thing ever devised by man and frogged by the magical Japanese. Though I think he means forged by the magical Japanese.
I hope so.
Evang says, by the way, I never showed any appreciation for how neat it is for you guys to do your radio show. It's fun to listen to, and it's not as bland as most other podcasts I see. That, and it seems less like you guys are faceless people hiding behind the game with your humorous updates when you could secretly be unlikable assholes. Oh, I am definitely an unlikable asshole, but there's nothing secret about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's Evang says, and you are lolol. Oh, and then O'Grady corrects it to forged. Rabbit Penguin says, considering that there are many citizens of the kingdom that ride motorcycles, will there ever be a bitchin' meat cycle in the game? Just think of the savings on fuel. Mr. Magnifico keeps trying to get us to make the bitchin' meat motorcycle out of, like, the spooky bicycle chain and the meat engine and the wheels and stuff.
Huh. It should just have a 1 in 10 chance of killing you. These motorcycles are dangerous.
Jack Vermicelli says, have you ever noticed that public restroom toilet paper is about 3/4 the width of standard toilet paper? That's annoying. I try very, very hard to never shit in public restrooms.
Yeah.
If I'm shitting in a public restroom, chances are I have worse problems than just having to shit.
Right.
So, yeah, everything about shitting in public restrooms is horrible. Answer S says, I have had it with the motherfucking jokes about that motherfucking movie. Agreed.
Well, now we're making jokes about the fact that those jokes are tired.
That's true. O'Grady says, I recently found, while digging through my grandfather's books, and found a sex manual from the 50s. They have these campy drawings, and it's funny as hell to read. Why sex is only for the pleasure of men.
We don't make the rules.
Inferno Hero tells a sort of a joke. Well, he sort of tells a joke that, the joke is basically about, like, you know, a Native American going into the general store and asking for toilet paper, and he says, do you want the brand name toilet paper or the generic toilet paper? And he's like, what's the difference? And he said, well, the generic's cheaper. And the guy buys the generic, and he takes it home, and he comes back, and he's like, you know, you shouldn't call that generic toilet paper. You should call it John Wayne toilet paper. And the storekeeper says, why? And he says, because it's rough and tough and doesn't take any shit off Indians. And that's it. Thank
that's
you.
Beautiful.
Fred Levi fixed the stray pixel on the island6.guy for me. I need to... It'd be trivial for me to do it. I just never remember. What is it? What were the like notes that I was gonna send myself? I'm gonna send myself a K-mail right now. What did I say earlier in the show that I was gonna do? The enchantments, spell damage, enchant, pulverize, stray island pixel. Okay.
There was something about elements.
Yeah, the spell, the elemental spell damage, pulverize, changing the pulverize. Co678 says, how about, why don't the majority of girls have shirts? What? They do, sadly.
Well, if you're a lonely teenager who is of the sexual preference that you like women, you can just assume that all of the monsters except the gnomes don't have torso awareness skill.
Right.
And therefore all the female ones are topless.
And Naked Jew says, I still enjoy The Simpsons on a regular basis, even the new ones, and the Rolling Stones still put on a good show. Whatever.
Yeah.
RedMage13 says, wrong site, it's keyboardsonfire.net. The other thing is a fan site.
Ah, that makes a lot more sense.
Minigates says, let's see. Jack Vermicelli says, could you make equipping a ranged one-handed weapon work even if a two-handed is/was equipped already? That is, successfully unequip the two-handed? I don't actually know how it works now. I get the sense that maybe there are some things that are somewhat inconsistent, but that'll probably come about as a result of the complete rewrite of the equipping and unequipping code. Blind Bandit says, hey guys, thanks for breaking my cow lab. Could you make a cross the tracks link in the two respective areas of Seaside Town? I can't count the number of times I go back to town just to go across the tracks. Thanks. Fine. Minigate says, I did not know that Mr. Skullhead and Mr. Clawskill have the same amount of letters.
They do. They're also anagrams of each other.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're not.
Yeah, not at all.
That wasn't funny. Homstar3000 says, can you add an Adventure Again link to the Hedge Maze? I thought I'd had one already. Evang says, I think The Simpsons stopped being bad. Very, very boring would describe it more aptly, in my opinion.
That doesn't make it bad.
I mean, I don't know that I would say that it... I don't know that I would use the word bad to describe it. I would just not ever use the word good to describe it.
I see. Oh, so apparently for $15 you can get a PS2 to USB adapter.
For $15?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's kind of cool. Oh no, this guy's confused.
You know what I would? You know what I would like is, I would like a version of Guitar Hero that only allowed you to play different people's covers of Take Me Out, as opposed to just the Franz Ferdinand version.
Hmm. Oh, this guy's confused. It's PS2 as in the thick kind of circular pinned keyboards.
Oh, for like old keyboards.
Right.
Yeah. Not gonna.
Not PlayStation.
Not 2. Gonna help. Oh, let's see. Maledictus says, tiny plastic KWE wrestlers. Will they ever happen? Maybe someday. Vash Orion says, I asked an 8-ball how many Scullies it takes to screw in a light bulb, and it only said 8. The bastard didn't even give me a reason.
And 8 is enough.
Let's see. I'm going to add that to my note to myself. Writing a note, writing a note.
Oh, writing a note.
Okay. Basadilla says, I'm getting ready to sell my soul to World of Warcraft. I look up some population stats, and my question is this. Should I go for something that has more people or one with less? Well, a server with more people on it is going to have a more active economy, but a server with fewer people on it is not going to have login queues, so it depends. I would say more, but that's because I never want to play the game at 5 or 6 or 7 in the evening when everybody else...
Oh, he's talking about character classes.
Oh. Oh, is he? Okay.
I'm guessing base idea, too.
I mean, it's all, just pick which one you think is going to be the most fun to play. You're going to make five characters and level them up to, like, 10 anyway. So just, you know, play with it. The Stand says, I had a good idea in chat today. You should implement Red Rider BB guns for Crimbo. Every time you fumble, you get temporary blindness.
All right, since it's coming up on that time of year, I'll say it again. I hate that movie so much.
Really?
I distrust how much I hate that movie. Like, I watched it once with a whole bunch of people who were all laughing, and I just sat there with my jaw open, like, when this is not boring, it's irritating. And when it's not irritating, it's boring.
Huh. Minigate says, my friends have been wondering, when are you going to reset two-password system, this for resetting passwords? We're looking at what's wrong with that. It's such a bizarre set of problems. Gorblack says, roll 1d12. What? Not so, Mr. Skullhead. Zapping the Tam O'Shanter and the Woot after beating the Baron quest in your campground were mine.
Were they? Were they really?
The Tam O'Shanter was just inspired.
Bob128 says, you all should hate Walmart. There, ha, huh, I said it. Yeah, I do hate Walmart, but if they had a Nintendo Revolution in stock, I would buy one from them.
Evang says, speaking of Wii's, my mom apparently went to Toys R Us for me, and they said they would have Wii's sometime that week. She went back the next day, and the shipment came in a half hour after she left and sold out. I weep. Young Yellowstone says, didn't you have to give up your testicles when you got married, Jick? No, I didn't give up my balls when I got married. I gave up my ball sack.
So they're just kind of swinging?
Yeah, it's really gross.
I'll bet.
Evang says, what is the newest item you can sell at the Bounty Hunter Hunter? Man, I don't know. That thing hasn't been updated in a coon's age. Or with a coon's penis. Doc Galactic has ordered, apparently, a bunch of raccoon penis bones to give to everybody for Christmas. Hopefully nobody who's friends with him is listening. I didn't just spoil their gift.
Wow.
I don't actually... He won't tell me whether he's kidding or not.
Do you think that expression is an old racist expression or a reference to, like, a raccoon hunting hound or a raccoon?
I think it's a raccoon.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, maybe raccoons live a long time?
I mean, it could be an old southern expression for, you're as old as that crotchety old Negro fellow down the way. Yeah.
What?
Coon is another slang term for
African-American. Okay, I'm looking it up on the straight dope. Let's see. It actually refers to raccoons, dates to the early 1800s, and to the folk belief that raccoons are long-lived.
Oh, okay.
Comparable to that of a dog. Lifetime. Yeah, so. And it predates using the derogatory term coon to mean black people.
Ah, good deal.
So, yeah. Just like, the phrase bigger than a spade cock.
Right.
Is actually about castrated chickens who grow very large as a result of being off balance. Count says, hey, Jick, do you like to ride your bicycle? Do you like to ride your bike? Yes, and I race with all the other fat bottom girls.
So you yourself are a fat bottom girl?
Yeah. That was the implication.
Just make it true.
Dr. Kire says, Jick, do you like Transformers? I kind of like Transformers. I mean, I didn't get really into them when I was a kid, and I never saw the television show, and I never saw any of the movies, you know, or, like, read any of the comic books or anything.
I never got that into the cartoon, and I, even watching it now, I can't get that into, like, the movie is... just because the animation's so poor. But I liked the old Transformer toys. Especially, like, the older toys, it seemed like, were a little more complex. Like, you sometimes needed the instruction manual to transform them.
Yeah. Riff got one of the original ones. I liked it back when they were actually made of metal. too, you know. And Riff got one that was actually pretty tricky to figure out how to transform it. It was... Oh, is it? I thought that was like an original one that you'd bought. I guess that was a recently manufactured one. I don't know. Max Van says, does rollover affect chat? If not, then can you provide a way to get to chat during rollover? I mean, it would be possible to do it, I guess. It would have to be down for a few minutes while the backup got run. But it's rollover does affect chat in some ways. It clears out the days like chat logs and dumps them to our archival server, and it resets the auto index field. And yeah.
Maledictus or Maledinus says, speaking of grown up into fantasy, I'm assuming that one of you has read Neil Gaiman's The Sandman series. There are at least three references that I've seen. Yeah, I've read that all the way through, and I'm pretty sure that Rith has as well. And I guess fantasy for grown ups, I've read all of Neil Gaiman's books. Even the ones that don't have pictures in them.
That's true. I mean, when people talk about fantasy novels, I don't think of just general, like, sort of supernatural fiction. I mean, I guess all of Stephen King could be considered fantasy. You know,
like, Stardust is probably more fantasy than that's American
true.
Gods.
That's true. So. I just think of, like, the whole swords and sorcery kind of thing, you know, which Stardust kind of is, but not really... General Nonsense says, have you read the Wheel of Time series? I bought the first one because there was like a sale on it or something. I got a paperback for like $4, but I just really didn't want to start. Yvang says, speaking of bicycles, this friend of mine, she's obsessed with Queen's Bicycle Race song. It makes absolutely no sense, but it seems like it's trying to. He also seems to dislike Star Wars. And he also seems to switch gender between sentences that mention her.
Right.
Sometimes even in the same sentence. Barkeep says, would it be possible to get some display of the total number of hardcore ascensions on the character page along with the display of total number of ascensions? I thought it already did. A Naked Juice suggests introducing a new instrument weapon item drop, the uber rare loot.
The fat loot.
The Gun Run says, if some movie director wanted to create a new horror movie about the people who play KOL, what would you think? Would you let him? And what do you think it would be about? I think it would be about cannibals.
Probably. Hopefully it would be a musical.
Yeah. Well, here's that whole rollover in the middle of the show thing.
Right.
So,
the chief who seeks the secretary have.
The what?
That when I was looking for attack texts for the spam witch, I just looked through my spam folder and found the weirdest title I could find, and it was the chief who seeks FUCIKS the secretary have.
Huh.
Yeah, we're not going to get any more questions, are we?
We're not.
Well, let's go back to the top.
We could see if we could see if Radio Bugbear has any K-mail.
Sure.
That'd be a bad precedent, though.
Yeah.
I don't think I even know Radio Bugbear's password.
Agent Lex says, I've come up with an idea for something to put in the Mystic's old spot. Put in an unofficial, highly dodgy observatory. It's a shame that the content for the undiscovered stuff will never be seen. There wasn't any undiscovered stuff, was there?
For what?
For the observatory.
I don't think so. It's
not that we made sure to have that all.
Yeah, but we put them there on the wiki, though. We gave the people who ran the KOL wiki the text for the ones that. Login in his radio bug bear. He's level one. There are some messages. Ha! There's one from me. Hey, it looks like your account is over a year old.
Wow, Radio Bugbear's a veteran.
Radio Pugbear is flirting with Radio Bugbear, not you two clowns behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
Why wasn't there a feast of Boros, seeing as how it was Thanksgiving? Kind of just forgot.
I wondered about that, but then people were saying something about that being a stat day, and
yeah,
how it would have been overpowering or whatever.
Blue Dragon asks if we'll ever make any joke food that takes away adventures when eaten.
Yeah, we should make a joke food that lowers the maximum amount of adventures you can have.
Jigstrin says, hey guys, I had an idea for a new familiar for December. The hatchling would be 30 pieces of silver, and the familiar would be a personal Jesus. His power could be to remove the beaten up effect for some MP. He could also cure leprosy.
Mm.
What is a pizzle? What does the word pizzle mean?
Where are you encountering that word? How is it spelled?
Well, okay, I encountered it. I decided to reread Eyes of the Dragon, and there was a thing about eating a pizzle. Huh. The penis of an animal. A whip made of a bull's pizzle.
Huh.
Well, all right.
For shizzle, my pizzle.
Pizzle eater. Yeah, that was somebody named Perfect Pizzle. Camus in The Myth of Sisyphus says, there is but one truly philosophical problem, and that is suicide.
Sure. Hey, you can buy Harry Potter The Final Challenge for $149 on Amazon.com.
Ha! Dadaka found the JavaScript for the familiar re-larvalizer. Found the confirmed dialogue. I wonder if anybody else has seen that. I need to get out of that. Get that out of there. Looking through these messages. Yeah, sorry guys, I know this sucks.
Oh, nobody discovered the Boobless Galaxy.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Which was the 5531.
Oh, great. My Ninja Pirate Zombie Robot dance is on YouTube.
Nice.
That's really awful. Yeah.
Do you have any ratings?
No. It doesn't.
You're about to.
Oh, am I? It doesn't actually identify it as me. That's great.
And it says, performed by the creator of the popular online Morpg.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I didn't actually look. It was in a tiny window. I didn't want the sound to continue to fuck with things. Huh. Oh, great.
Fortunately, whenever you're captured on film, you turn into somebody else, so even somebody who knows what you look like would think that was Nightmare and not you.
What?
That just doesn't look like you.
That totally looks like me.
It has 10. The one that I'm looking at has 10 ratings. And you get 3 stars.
Really?
It's been viewed 1,200 times.
Great. That is a good dance, though.
Yeah.
Although I wish there was something more to do. I wish that I hadn't just been stomping my feet. I wish that wasn't the entire dance, just stomping my feet. I wish there was some maybe spinning Macarena style.
Yeah.
I guess we could do the Ninja Pirate Zombie Robot Spaniard, which morphs into the Macarena at the end.
Ooh. It does some salsa dancing. I think salsa dancing actually came from when they had to crush the tomatoes to make the salsa with their feet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, like they used to make wine.
Don't they still make wine like that?
Not very many. We went to a winery this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Sampled some wines.
Did you have some cheesery to go with it?
I'm afraid not.
Where'd you go to a winery?
There are some wineries down south of Tucson.
Huh.
It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Sampled a wine that tasted like gin, only with a wine aftertaste. Which is kind of horrible. They're like, hey, this is our local brewery. All our wines are locally brewed. And horrible. Then the second winery had some slightly less local and slightly better wines.
Do you suppose there's any chance we could quit?
Probably.
Being on the radio.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we're going to get out of here. I'll see you tomorrow morning, folks.
Sorry, just ran out of steam and questions at about the same time. And I'll see you Thursday.
See you again. Yeah.